Like a lot of you, I get news feed compliments of my internet. In my case, I get Yahoo News, well named. Being a news junkie, I thought at first this would be great, an up-to-the-nanosecond breaking news report. Keep me abreast of world events, the latest Trump polls, hurricane forecasts, and imminent nuclear war. Alas, this isn't exactly how it has played out. Just for instance, here's what's on my Yahoo News right now. They got some news coverage of the Brussels bombing. What would you expect, right? Next, we have a flash that Sarah Palin is signing on for some Judge Judy gig. Hot dog. Tom and Giselle, who I haven't got a clue who they might be, have, and I quote, an insane diet when they go on vacation, unquote. I was afraid to look into what they might be eating away from their ordinary home meals. There's a man who says he slashed a woman because she was white. Okay, that sounds bad. Two girls thought they were straight until they met each other. They were white girls and they weren't slashed. I guess that's good. There's a list of 17 fast food restaurant flops. I'm betting there are even more. Yolanda Foster went braless. Can't say I know Yolanda, but I was tempted to peek. The Supreme Court had its first tie since Scalia died. Bet it won't be the last one. There's an article on how to escape from duct tape when you're kidnapped. I really should read that one. There's another one about Hillary's email problem and how she should really drop out of the race. I only see two or three versions of that a day. Benghazi is pretty frequent, too. Here's one about parents rallying around a teacher who made racist comments on social media. Always good to side with the racists, I guess. Michael Jackson's kids aren't going to get their inheritance, apparently. Not sure why, but not sure I care either. You can watch what happens when a piece of paper is folded 7 times under a hydraulic press. I suspect it looks the way my head feels. Well, if ignorance is bliss, I'm thinking I might just give it a try. But I bet ignorance looks a lot like my Yahoo News, and bliss, it really isn't. Or maybe I'll just let Judge Sarah decide.